Hello, this is Peter Stewart on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. We're talking about extremes of speed and at the moment about fast talking. So here are a few reasons why you may end up talking quite quickly. Number one, fast talking may be from how you were brought up. I mean, maybe you had several siblings and a busy home. You had to take any gap in conversation to blurt out your contribution as fast as possible and then keep talking to keep attention and hold the floor. That may be one reason why you end up talking fast. It may be that you developed a fast talking speed later on in life, maybe as a sports commentator in a fast-moving play-by-play event such as basketball or ice hockey or horse racing, where you had to be fast to keep up with what was happening on the turf. Maybe it's less deliberately practical but more subconscious. As a radio presenter, you may fear dead air silence, as though you have to keep that needle waggling, or you've got so much content to share that it's difficult to keep it all in. You've got to keep talking fast. Oh, and incidentally, we're going to be talking about the difference between pausing and silence and dead air later on in these podcast episodes. You may be talking fast because you've got nerves or a lack of confidence. They may be what is making you speed up. You may simply want to get to the end and get it over with as quickly as possible because I can't stand being on air and really want to get off this platform and get home and stop the limelight being on me and that spotlight and people staring at me. Yeah? It may just be that you're excitable, either naturally a byproduct of nerves or forced. That is, acting excited by talking fast. I mean, maybe it's for a commercial read on a special deal or conveying drama in a fast-moving sports commentary where you're acting. Trying to get everything in before your slot ends or the show comes to an end. And we'll be talking about back timing and talking to time and so on a little bit later on in the podcast course. And some of that may all be down to the fact that the script is simply too long to fit into the time allocated for it. So many of us, haven't we? We've been in situations, either in a radio situation or maybe a commercial voice situation where you've been given a script and you think, gosh, I thought this script was 30 seconds. Yes, it says 30 seconds at the top, or usually more likely 29 seconds. 29 seconds because then there's a beat, isn't there, between one commercial and another. If every commercial was 30 seconds long, they would just butt up against each other. So you look at the script and you think, I thought it was 29 seconds. It says 29 seconds at the top. That's an awful lot of ink on that page for 29 seconds. And you think, okay, how am I going to get through this? I'll give you some tips later on in the podcast course, of course. So all sorts of reasons, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I've given you already. And that last one, too long a script, in too short a time, will add some flesh to those bones as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues tomorrow from London. Which is where I am. I'm Peter Stewart.